So this story is about a family who were farmers, and we've seen that already. There is a dad, and there is a son, son one, and son two, who's looking a little bit cheeky, frankly. Okay, I hope you can all see it. So now Mum doesn't get a mention in this story. I expect she was working in the kitchen. But like most women do, and are supposed to do, I don't mind heckling. I'm very happy to have hecklers. But I'm going to concentrate a little bit more on the second son. Now, would you like to hold? Yes. Oh, thank you very much, Nan. Yeah. And if I'll get somebody else. You can sit on the step and hold it up if you like, because I'll get somebody else to help. Right. Now, how many of you are second sons? Quite a few. What's it like being a second son? What's it like being a second son? Do you get everything that your big brother gets? No. What about Andy, you a second son?
What's act to follow.
A hard act to follow. Have we got our picture up? Because I've got a picture of a second son. I hope it will come up on the screen in a minute. Because, yes, you may well cackle. Because, you see, this second son said there was far more pictures of his older brother in the family gallery than there were of him. So he set to and drew his own portrait. I hope you can see it. It is in our family gallery. You see, he felt less important, and he felt he didn't get as much attention as his older brother. And I think son two felt a bit like that. So he had a plan afoot. Now, you see, in those days, son one was considered to be more important, because he was going to inherit the greater share of the family property and money. So one day, son two, if you'd like to hold it up, son two decided he had had enough. He couldn't wait for dad to die to get his share of the money. He wanted it now. Now. Time, he wanted it. He wasn't going to wait. He really needed it now. Okay, would you like to hold that up? Oh, right, that, yeah. Yeah, okay. As you say, it's not exactly, you know, wonderful art, but there we go. Now, Dad was very reluctant. He knew it was not a good idea. This was going to end in trouble. But if that was what the son wanted, it was his choice. So Dad handed over. Would you like to come and hold up this one for? Dad handed over the money. Now, I know it says dollars, but think that stands for shekels. Yeah, yeah. Okay, thank you very much. Do you want to come here? Thank you. Now, son was thrilled to bits with his bag of money. So off he went. And he went to the city, I think we could say, because that's where things happen and there's lots of things happening. And he spent the money like there was no tomorrow. He was everybody's best friend. He treated people. He was very generous. But very soon, the money began to dry up. So would you like to come and hold this for me? Would you like to come and hold this for me? No. Okay, would you hold it for me? Thank you, Faye. Right. So the money, he spent it like there's no tomorrow, and it soon began to run dry. He had to get a job. But the only one he could get was feeding pigs. OK. Okay, thank you. We haven't got enough hands up here, but never mind. And it was not fun feeding pigs. Pig food is not nice, and I'm sure we'd all agree with that. In fact, it was disgusting. So disgusting. I've missed out one of my pictures. One of the pictures was when things began to go wrong and his money disappeared. Thank you. Thank you very much. And feeding the pigs was yuck. Okay? Feeding the pigs was yuck. What a situation. Then, and this is the important thing, he had a light bulb moment. Right? Thank you, second son. Light bulb moment. And I can see Ruth is ready to come to the front. Oh, it's so good to have volunteers. Pity you didn't have them all rushing to the front, wasn't it? Yeah. So, the light bulb moment. Why should he live like this when back home he had a comfortable bed to sleep in? He had a job. He had everything. And he began to think, I will go home and admit that I have been very foolish. I'm going to ask my dad to forgive me. And I'm willing to be treated like one of the servants on the farm. I don't really deserve to be his son. Now, back home, unknown to Sam too, Dad knew things would go wrong. Every day while he was away, Dad had been looking out for him to see if he could see him on the horizon. Then that day came, and Sun 2 started the journey back home. And there he saw, in the distance, his dad coming towards him with his arms outstretched, waiting to welcome him back and forgive him, even though he'd been so very foolish. Sun 2 didn't believe that his son could welcome him in such a way. And in fact, Dad decided he was going to give him a party, to welcome him a party. Yeah. And there's Dad welcoming him back home. As you say, they're all these artistic versions of the story, not drawn by me, as you know. So there he was, back home, realizing how foolish he'd been. And his son and Dad said to him, I thought I'd lost you because of your foolishness and wrong choices. But now you are found. And of course, I will forgive you. And that's where my story is going to end at this point. You see, Jesus told this story for a very important reason. He wanted people to know what God was really like. You see, this story is a picture of what God is like. He loves us so much that when we do wrong things, he wants us to realize that we've done wrong and he will forgive us. Some people think that they're too bad to be forgiven. But you know, there is no one who is beyond the love of God, and we just need to respond to it. Now, grown-ups, you may be wondering about Sun 1. Sun 1? Sun 1, the hard-working son who stayed at home and was a good chap. He did as Dad wanted. Well, I haven't forgotten about him. He has a story of his own, and I'm hoping you will hear more about that into going deeper down at the meeting place. But there we have the really beautiful artistic version. I'm not saying that your version wasn't wonderful, David, but a beautiful artistic version. In fact, it is so lovely that we even have it hanging up in our house. So there's the artistic version by Rembrandt. Sorry? Rembrandt. You can get a closer look. It's not such a clear view up there. But I'm hoping that you will be going a bit deeper into that while we're going to be thinking more about the Son One. So I'm going to close with a prayer. So if you'd like to join with me at the end, say amen. So the prayer is like this. God, you are amazing that you love us so much that you sent Jesus to come to earth to show us what you are like. We thank you for this story that Jesus told, which helps us to understand you better. We can't thank you enough for your forgiveness that Jesus secured for us when he died on the cross. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.